So I'm on the BJJ Fanatics website, and I see three new videos by some guy named Thomas Radzinski. You familiar with that guy at all?
Nope, absolutely not.
No? Well, he's got some good stuff. Three brand new videos. They're getting amazing reviews, which is good to see as well. But you got to tell us about them real quick?
Yeah. You know, you guys already know, but I had opportunity to go to Boston, shoot three more instructionals, one on butterfly hook, complete guide for butterfly hook, two, wrap, lapel, and submit them. And three, we have taking the back. It's particularly designed for guys for over 40 because there is no climbing involved. All the back days are on the ground. Very, very full and effective system. So dip into it. I'm really hoping that this is going to help your jiu-jitsu and really take it to the next level.
BJJFanatics.com. Just search R-O-Z-D-Z. We have all had that situation where after class is when we want to ask a question. And Thomas, a lot of those questions you've already answered, right, at Ask a Black Belt.
Yeah, it's another podcast that I'm running. It's on podcasts, all podcast platforms, plus on YouTube. You can find it anywhere. Just search for my name. Search for Ask a Black Belt. At this point, over 100 episodes, different questions, jiu-jitsu, life-related, but something that everybody comes across, and often these questions sink in our mind, but we don't ask for whatever reason. So if that benefits you, go there, listen. It actually might help your jiu-jitsu, might help your life as well. And if you have any questions, find me on Instagram and drop me a line. I'll be happy to answer your question and mention your name during the episode.
Welcome to Raw Radio.
And we're alive.
Here we go.
Good to see you.
Is it? Because you couldn't see me in the episode.
Yeah. Technical difficulties.
Frustrating.
I know.
What are you going to do? There's nothing you can do.
Nothing you're going to do. It's over.
Yeah. Move on. Mm-hmm. I got other stuff to do. Can't dwell on the past.
Yeah, you're talking about it.
I'm not dwelling on it. You brought it up. So, got to give people perspective.
Right,
we're talking about.
Liz, you're smart. You're a smart cookie. You know exactly. Yeah. Good conversation, right?
Yeah.
I feel like at times we run into these surprising conversations. And in a sense of Chris, such a young guy and such a deep thoughts or such a deep perspective on life and on jiu-jitsu.
Yeah. I actually said something about, you know, people of his generation at the end of the episode. I know it's hard for you to admit you're old. but we've had a few. Dom the Bomb comes to mind. And we've had a few other, you know, really thoughtful. And I use the word thoughtful because you could be smart and not thoughtful. You can have extensive jiu-jitsu knowledge and not be thoughtful. But he is a very thoughtful young man, not just about his jiu-jitsu, but about life, about, he's a writer about going about that. And he said something about, you know, anything that is worth doing takes a lot of effort. Mm-hmm. And that hit home a little bit for both of us. So that's what we're going to try and talk about a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah. Why do you think that is?
Because anything that is worthwhile in this life, and you want to do well, takes effort. It's hard. You know, he brought up a funny thing where, like, he had he wouldn't tap. He didn't know he was supposed to tap when he first started, and he was going with his instructor and. You know, he was a wrestler. He took his instructor down. He got put into a triangle, wooden tap, time expired. And his instructor was like, "Hey, you just won. You got the points. You won." And then the next training session, Chris got his ass handed to him over and over and over and over again. He was like, "Where's my beginner's luck?" Right. And I think that's it right there in a nutshell is beginner's luck. you might try something and be really good at it right off the bat. But if you want to succeed at it, it's going to take some work. And, you know, and he carried it over to all aspects of life. And I think that that's true. I think that whether it's relationships or a hobby or jujitsu or any other endeavor you're looking to progress in, you're going to have to put in the effort, you know, for sure.
Why do you think the things worth doing take a while to develop versus being instantaneous? We know
well,
that
because
we know they are worth it, but yeah. why do they take longer? Why can't we have amazing things overnight?
Because those things are fleeting. If we're lucky in life and we lead a long one, we find out that all those things that are instantaneous, all those things that come easy, over time become somewhat less important, if not meaningless. Whether, you know, no matter what, I don't know, I can't think of anything, you know, off the top of my head that's going to make sense. But as you get older, or as you gain experience in something, mm-hmm. right? So not even, I'm not talking like, you know, from the time you're 25 to the time you're 55, I'm talking like, we'll take Chris starting jiu-jitsu at 17 and now he's about 28. Mm-hmm. In that span, if you're doing right and you are putting in the effort, you will reflect on that and be, and realize, that it took it to gain knowledge, to get better. If you didn't put in the effort, where would you be? Right? Would he be in the West Coast trials? Would he be giving seminars all over? If that mentality of just never tap stuck with him and he decided to just be a ball bust out there, and never grow and never learn and just, you know, break bones and get bones broken.
Boy, it's hard to say. Sounds like me.
Bones broken. You know, would he be in the position he's in now, which is instructing people, sharing knowledge, training with the best guys in the world, beating some of the best guys in the world, being beaten by those guys, mm-hmm. and not saying I suck. You know, no, it's because you put in the time, you put in the effort, and you were smart about it along the way.
So by definition of what you're saying is, does this mean that if you stick around long enough, you're going to be actually decent at it?
No. You'll be better than you were, but I don't know. What is decent? What does decent mean?
I know. That's a very
right.
Vague
we were
statement.
Also talking about, he was talking about like levels of black belts. Decent is relative.
Decent, yeah, to the
know,
individual.
To
yeah.
the individual, to the people mm-hmm. in the room.
Yeah.
You know, I'll be at his seminar and I will be lost in the beginning because I don't.
You
do footlocks.
You're amazing.
I do not ever do that stuff. So it's
Chris is going to
change
like
your walking
mind.
Right off the street. You know? Yeah, who knows? Maybe I'll start doing no gi after this. But
hey, wow, everybody heard that,
right? But if I mean, showing up and not do we talk about just show up and how what a cliche that is. Mm-hmm. But if you show up and you're not giving any effort, no, you're not going to get good. You might get better, but if you're starting at zero, you know, to good, zero to good is a gigantic expanse. And just showing up is only going to get you so far.
I think, you know, when we talk about this progress and this evolution of ourselves or whatever we're trying to achieve is the moment we don't do well, if we don't do it, we have zero chances of getting better. Mm-hmm. If we do it, then now we have a chance. And that's all it is. Mm-hmm. It's nothing is guaranteed. Nothing is waiting for you. You just simply have a chance, an opportunity to achieve what you set yourself to achieve. Mm-hmm. Right? It's like, what is that quote from Wayne Gretzky? It's, you know, you score zero goals from shots you don't take.
Sure.
Like, yeah. You know, it's like, in order for you to get better at anything, you got to give it a shot. You have to try. You're likely to fail many times before it gets better. But unless you try, none of it will take place by default, right?
Yeah, and I don't know if people even know how to try, if they know what that means.
Yeah. Like,
what does try mean?
Yeah, you're right.
It means I'm not going to tap to nobody today. Well, no, it
doesn't. Well, and again, I think that's relative to the person.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Because for one person, trying is going to be putting yourself in a vulnerable situation. For the other person, is going to be trying, is going to be not tapping. For a third person, is going to be, I don't care what is happening. I just want to stick around here for a long time.
Yeah.
These are relative, right?
Yeah. And so, you know, that then the sliding scale of mm-hmm. what does good mean?
Yeah.
You know, what does that mean?
Yeah.
So, you know, are you... The effort that you put into it, I think, has to be thought of always keeping what your expectations and goals are in mind. You know, if you come in here, we've seen it a million times, I want to be a fighter. And they have no comprehension of the effort that it takes to become a fighter. They have unrealistic expectations and unrealistic goals. Mm-hmm. Somebody who comes in here and says, you know, I want to learn as, you know, as much jiu-jitsu as I can. And I think I'm going to do that by taking multiple classes a week and asking questions and maybe doing privates and maybe watching videos and studying. That person with that effort is going to probably be around a lot longer than the person with unrealistic expectations. Who that person with unrealistic expectations might be a scrapper and might be able to take care of that person who's putting in all that effort on a physical level. Mm-hmm. But they will never meet their expectations. They will never meet that goal of being a fighter because they're not putting in the effort that it takes to achieve that. So I don't know. It's all relative. Everything's relative.
Would you describe jiu-jitsu as this infinite game? It's not how good you are today, but how long you really stick around. And then with the right approach, you by default have to get better.
I think that it only time tells, right? Mm-hmm. Chris was talking about, you know, getting beat. Well, does that automatically mean the person that beat him is better? No, well, they were better that day under that rule set, or they caught a lucky break. Mm-hmm. That doesn't make you better because you won something. You see it every night after a Super Bowl. You know, oh, the call could have went this way. Oh, so that team's still better. The best team in the league didn't even make it to the Super Bowl. You know,
everybody knows what would happen if they were on the field.
That's right. The best doesn't always win. You know, the best doesn't have the best record when all is said and done. But the best may have changed the game. The best may have, you know, they may have changed the rules because of that person. Because they were just so much better than everybody else. The best can get saddled with a shitty coach. The best can get derailed by injuries. You know, Barry Sanders quit in the prime. Could he have been the best? He won't be talked about as much because he didn't keep playing and didn't beat X, Y, and Z's records. But in his time, in his career,
yeah,
he was the best.
Yeah.
So again, like I said, everything's relative.
It is. It truly is.
Yep. So
we're here to get better.
That's right.
All right.
I had somebody stuck in side control for almost a whole round. I'm the best. No, I was okay for a couple minutes there.
You didn't get tapped out?
I did not get tapped out Friday night at all. I was reflecting on my, you know, the evening on my extensive 5-minute commute from the academy to my house. And I was like, holy smokes, I didn't tap once tonight. Now, I wasn't wrecking everybody. I wasn't wrecking anybody. But I was like, that's awesome. For me, that's awesome. Right. And so I was excited about that. Things are probably very different an open mat tomorrow morning. But, you know, I'll have something new to reflect on.
There you go. So, there you go. All right. Let's wrap this up. I feel like I'm not needed here. You're compensating for not nobody being listens. Part of the nobody listens.
No, nobody listens to this. What? No, you're fine. You're doing great. Don't be so hard on yourself.
All right. There you go. I got nothing. Yeah, we done.
Okay.
Later.
Thank you for listening to Raw Radio. If you enjoyed the show, don't forget to leave us a review and help us make the show even more amazing. For future episodes, check out our website and follow us on all major podcast platforms. Take care.